Now joined by head coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City Lady Hawks. They were in action last night, lost to Tri-County by a score of 58-22. That was in pool play. There's another game scheduled for tonight for the Gilman City girls. That is 4 o'clock tip time against Mercer. HDC basketball tournament underway. Last week, a loss at Grundy. And a loss at home to East Harrison on Friday night for the Lady Hawks. 60-21 Tuesday and then 49-33 on Friday. Coach, how are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Scoreboard, yeah, I know the scoreboard makes it tough to show sometimes, but there's always improvements that you see from the girls. Where are they at right now as a team, and where are you seeing some of those individual improvements?
Well, you know, it was a long week last week. We had just got done with our tournament and then went right into a homecoming week, and there's still lots of distractions and things of that nature. And so you kind of saw us being worn down from hosting a tournament, and we didn't necessarily shoot well during that last week. And, you know, we got some girls just trying to battle to stay healthy and energetic. And so when your bench is only two deep after your starters, you know, you've got to use every ounce of each player as best you can. And so I thought the girls have tried to do a really good job of just struggling through a tough patch where, you know, you look back at January and we didn't play for a couple weeks, it felt like, and then all of a sudden you have a tournament and then you're homecoming and then now we're back into a tournament again. So the fact that they've just kept plugging along and they've all, even on nights where they haven't felt good and maybe under the weather a little bit, they've shown up to play and tried to battle as best they can. So I really have appreciated their perseverance these last couple weeks.
I think the thing that challenges you against Tri-County is they're good in the open floor, and they like to run and press and get up and down, and that makes it a difficult matchup for your girls, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I thought our girls did a fairly decent job handling the pressure. Yeah, we had a few turnovers against it, but we didn't just let the floodgates open. So they did a good job of breaking it for the better part of the night. But like you said, Trey County, if you come down and take a quick shot and they get a quick rebound, they're going to come right back at you. And their girls do a good job of moving the ball quickly. They get some dribble penetration, and then their shooters are ready to knock down some perimeter shots, and they had a good night shooting from the perimeter. They had several girls knock down threes, and so when you're shooting well from the perimeter, that just kind of helps everything out.
You've seen both of these teams within the past week, and I think they're playing, I'd have to check the schedule to be sure, but I know they're playing next week, maybe on Tuesday, but Grundy are 5 and Tri-County girls, they play very, very similarly, and they have really similar teams that I think match up interestingly with one another. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, they do. They both play a very aggressive style of basketball. They like to get up and down the floor. They take a lot of open shots when they get them, whether it be quick or just a good quick ball movement. And so the styles that they play are very similar, which would make for a great entertaining game to watch. And so when you get into those games, it's really fun to see what kids stand out and shine.
When I was talking with Coach Smith of Mercer yesterday, he was just trying to figure out how to get enough players on the floor. You know, his team's been just bad timing for injuries with a team that already wasn't going to be horribly on the deep side. You're scheduled to play them at 4 o'clock today, Coach. Is there a verdict out on that? Is Mercer going to be able to play, or what does it look like for today's game?
As far as I know, we've got plans to play today, so things are working out, I think.
So it sounds like, you know, it sounds like they're down to, they have to start with 5, and Coach Smith was describing this yesterday, the Mercer rules. You got to start with 5, and I know Bree Shipley, it sounds like, hurt her knee last week, but probably will be playing 4-on-5 tonight. But, playing them there, and you still got to deal with Tori Meineke, and she's a load down on that low block.
Absolutely. You know, they do have some good athletes. Even if they're a little bit shorthanded, Coach Smith, he'll do a good job of working the ball to use their advantages as best as they can. They've, as you said, the Meineke girl is a fantastic athlete. She's a hard worker, and she'll be a force that we'll have to be taken care of. You know, and it'll be one of those things where you're going to try and slow her down. I'm not sure you're going to be able to shut her down, but if our offense can kind of come around, because last night, you know, we didn't shoot very well, whether it be just from all the running around we've done the last couple of weeks compared to not playing for a couple weeks before that, or just not being comfortable enough to shoot, we're going to need to be able to put some points on the board to try and stay with them, even if they are shorthanded.
The factors for this ball game, Coach, to me would make it to where, you know, I'd be interested to see how the girls play today. It's an early game at 4 o'clock. You got to get on a bus and leave quite early to get up to Mercer for a 4 o'clock game. They're going to be shorthanded, but still, you know, more than capable. But you see how the girls react to that if Mercer is playing with four on, you know, on both ends of the floor. You know, seeing if the girls can come out and play to the best of their ability when they get on a bus for the second time in as many days up to Mercer, that's going to be a challenge.
Absolutely, and that's just, you know, that's the recipe of a tournament week, especially if you're not the host school, and that has its own challenges itself. But, you know, we're going to have to, as you mentioned, we're going to be getting on the bus even before school lets out to get up there by 4 o'clock. It's not an extensively long ride, but it's still a good little trek on a bus and then to step on the floor and play at 4 o'clock. We have our own challenges, you know, and we've struggled this year from time to time getting on the floor and getting after it. And so hopefully the girls will react well, you know, with a quick turnaround and playing again today. And there's a reason Mercer's got the 2 seed in the tournament. They're a good ball club. They do a good job of using the tools they have. And so we're going to have to step up our game tonight and match the play and take care of the matchups as best we can on the floor and see if we can find some mismatches ourselves and exploit it and put some points on the board.
Looks like Tri-County with the loss last night, and this is pool play, so are three teams playing a round robin, but looks like they'll be locked into the consolation final and or the third place game. Either would be played on Friday. Consolation final Friday at 5, third place at 8. Trip to North Harrison next Monday. You got Mercer coming to Gilman on Tuesday and then Albany next Thursday. By that point, Coach, you'll know what that district seating looks like. Just a big picture-wise, you know, we know it's been a rebuilding season with the Gilman girls and all those things. What are the things over the next 2 weeks that you feel like would be a good way for this group to head into the offseason with some momentum?
Well, I'd love to see them step on the floor and just play with a lot of confidence. You know, we've seen off and on this year girls step up at certain times and you know they get on the floor and they forget about worries and they just play basketball. And if we can get the entire team to do that, I think they'll finish out the season strong and be able to put some points on the board and feel like they can compete. So, you know, getting towards the end of the season, we want to be in games where the girls are competing at the best of their abilities and showing that they have some confidence in their abilities and what they're trying to do. And so if we can do that and finish the season strong that way, I think it'll be a great stepping stone going into the off season.
Going to be a doubleheader for Gilman City today. We'll shift gears. We'll talk about the Gilman City boys. They'll be in action at 5:15 up at Mercer. That conversation comes your way next.